This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll update you as we know more from the situation on the ground in Ferguson, Missouri. The grand jury decision is expected tonight as to whether or not to indict the officer in question down there from back when the riots were happening. We'll let you know more as we learn more. The we tonight includes me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
We're going back to Mark in Tampa. He is listening via LRN.fm. He made the statement earlier, right before the break, that he believes local government can be good. And he cited garbage collection as an example. Now, Mark, you countered by pointing out that here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, and in the town surrounding Keene, New Hampshire, there is private garbage collection, meaning that the government does not offer that as a service, and we don't see heaps and heaps of piles of garbage, people throwing garbage on their neighbor's lawn or anything like that. It's really, as you said, Mark, you get better service for about the same price point.
Well, I don't do private. I know what you pay, mm-hmm. and I know what I paid when I was living in Sarasota and Manatee counties, approximately. That was what my tax bill was.
Yep.
And I was kind of surprised, honestly. When you're talking about economies of scale, you would think that you could do better with one company being contracted to pick up garbage. Because, as I understand it, most municipalities don't actually pick up garbage. They contract with organizations, you know, waste management and people like to pick up garbage. And
a monopoly pickup.
When you can offer all the business in a geographic area, it gets more efficient. Here in Keene, when I believe it's a company called ABC, somebody really went out on a limb to name this garbage pickup company.
That means you get seen first in the phone book, typically.
And they, they don't pick up the garbage to the people next door. They have to go several houses down the street or around the corner or whatever.
It's not as efficient.
To pick up garbage.
But yet they manage to be at the similar price point.
Same price point. And better service.
So let's bring Mark back on because he was saying that government locally could be good, and I'd like you to further expound on your thoughts there, Mark.
Yes, I'm not saying it's the answer, but I guess I'm more saying, like, careful what we wish for, because here's just something that pops in my head. Like, for example, it could work either way. It could work the government. I've seen an example where the government running a county or a city does a very good job. And obviously, your example, doing the garbage pickup, they do a good job. But if, like, a local area or a state, you know, says, okay, everybody can choose for themselves, and then some, you know, there's, you know, 10 different companies competing for your business. Well, the way I see it is eventually one of those companies is going to become bigger than the rest and take over.
How?
And then, well, this let me finish for a second. Like, I don't know how, but they'll provide the cheapest price and maybe the best service, and then eventually one company will run the whole thing. And then,
but that hasn't happened.
Right, where has that happened? When you look at economics and markets throughout the last, give it 100 years, when has that occurred?
Well, this is what I think. I look at Walmart. I hate Walmart. I think Walmart's one of the worst companies. But yet, look at they're everywhere, and they run a lot of, like, local hardware stores out of business and that sort of thing.
We've got local hardware stores here in Keene.
Well, this isn't 100%. I'm just using this as an example. This is what I.
But all the examples you're giving, we have counterpoints to from real life. Like, you're saying this speculative idea about, well, one garbage company is going to knock all the rest out of business. Well, yep. We've had private garbage here forever, and that hasn't happened.
When I was a kid, I lived in a world where there was no Walmart. I think the only one on the show that grew up in a community where there was no Walmart. In Bradenton, Florida, I think the first Walmart showed up when in the mid-80s or something like that. And at that point, I'm already in high school. So I don't know. I can't really remember where we got the plastic crap that we lived our lives with, but I think we got it at the grocery store and at Kmart and a variety of other stores that sort of filled in those niches. I don't think there was a mom and pop shop that did that filled the plastic crap from Japan, which at the time it would have been more likely Japan than China, the plastic crap from Japan niche, I just don't think it existed. There were certainly hardware stores, and there's small hardware stores today, probably in your community and certainly in mine. There were clothiers, haberdashers. They're still around and kicking. There were grocery stores. They're still there. Pet shops. All the niches that Walmart attempts to fill, it doesn't do anything but perhaps run the worst one in the town out of business.
I mean, you wouldn't propose, Mark, for the government to take over distribution of toiletries and the other things that you find at Walmart, would you?
No. And maybe I'm not making my point as clear. I hate the government. I really do. I think it's lousy. But for the services they provide, I'm just, water, sewer, garbage collection, and all the local service. The money that I pay in my real estate taxes is really like it's not that big of a deal to me, because I'm paying a price and then they're providing these services. There's bigger fish to fry, in my opinion, is the federal government. That's the one that...
See, the federal government doesn't scare me nearly as much because I don't deal with them. If you choose not to file income tax like tens of millions of Americans have chosen not to do, the chances are good that you're not going to feel the bite of the federal government. If you choose not to pay into the system, the local system, because, say, you find public schools, which is in most communities the lion's share of the cost, you find the abhorrent government indoctrination centers that indoctrinate people on the federal government is good. If you choose not to participate in that, they'll take your house away lickety-split. You will be homeless inside of 5 years.
Right, but at least the way I look at it, and I believe me, I'm on your side. I think the government does suck overall, but at least I get something back when I pay my real estate taxes. I see nothing in return with that comes out of my federal taxes.
I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, I agree with that statement.
I understand where you're coming from, and it's not uncommon for people to say they feel satisfied with the level of services they're getting from the local... That's what I'm hearing him saying.
Right.
He's sounding like he's getting a good deal. Oh, yeah, I'm paying this money, and I'm getting all these services. Well, what about people who aren't satisfied? What about the people who are sick and tired of the local government? Like you said, Mark, they don't like the schools, or maybe they don't like the police and how they treat people. They can't say no. They can't say, I refuse to consent. I don't want to pay for these services. Because if they don't, or if they refuse to pay, then as Mark pointed out, and as you agreed, the government goons will come and steal their home from them. That's not okay, right?
No, see, and that's where I don't have an answer for that, and I agree with you.
I got no problem with water. I have no problem with roads. I have no problem with trash pickup. But let's let people consent and choose who they want to provide these things rather than forcing a one-size-fits-all monopoly system down on them. And I thank you for the call tonight, Mark. I mean, look, I get where he's coming from. I mean, on the scale of governments, the local government is the one that you can have some level of influence on, maybe, although I don't know if you're in Tampa, you could really have much of an influence. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's a town of 22,000, it's easier to know who the politicians are and kind of know the scene and be involved in that and actually have some sort of sway. But still, it's an inefficient system, and it's a system that people are coerced into participating in, and that's not okay.
Good ideas don't require force.
Yes.
People love choices, so why not open up the market to choices? When he said allowing the free market to decide some things could be bad, bells went off in my head. Because...
Well,
I want to hear the because.
Okay, I'm sorry. Paused.
I wanted to know, what is the free market to him, to Mark? Because I have a feeling we probably have a different definition. To me, the free market is me, you, individuals, getting to decide for ourselves what we want. We get to opt into services or goods. We get different choices. But the lack of a free market would be where choices are made on my behalf, for me, without my consent.
So when you have a situation with a local government, it's any government, writ small, right? They get to make decisions for you that you may not wish to make. So, I'm fine with the trash pickup, but I'm not so fine with the school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in that circumstance, I don't have a choice because they've decided for themselves that they are the lord of the kingdom and that they will make the decisions. You're going to have to pay for these schools. If you give a government the ability to make a decision that you will be forced into one contract, then they can make a decision that you will be forced into any contract. What stops the local government from saying, you're going to have to pay, you know, this amount so that everybody has oatmeal in the morning or whatever. You know, they just they can step into any sector and say, you've got to pay now.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Also, the latest from Ferguson still to come, as well as gay jeans and a police chief. We'll tell you what he
does. Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com to enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Get more of Derek J on his website, his blog, which links to all kinds of media efforts that he's involved in, DerekJ.me. What will people find at DerekJ.me?
They'll find videos, mostly of things that are happening around Keene. Lately in my life, I've been working at a new thrift store, so there's some footage of that. But, oh gosh, it hasn't been much lately, as because I've been working at that thrift store, starting a new life. So, entrepreneurial efforts happening here in Keene. I am not the entrepreneur, but I am capturing what is happening here. And there are lots of different challenges for entrepreneurs. For example, the city government came and tried to stop the entrepreneur from putting a sign outside. Something as simple as that.
I'm glad you actually brought that up, because I think it ties into the discussion we were just having with our last caller about how he believes that local government can be good. And then he goes on to cite how Walmart, he thinks, is terrible and that they put small businesses out of business. But I think it's important to acknowledge that we don't have a free market today, and that Walmart is much better able to negotiate with governments as far as, you know, getting land and property tax variations and things like that, in order to, like, frequently a Walmart will negotiate things like, you know, no property taxes for 5 years before if a city will allow them to build their store in a place, that kind of thing. Whereas a small business owner, they get treated like dirt, and they come in there
nothing.
And yeah, there's nothing, and there's all these permits and requirements, and there's so many different hoops to jump through in order to open your own business, and so in some places there's more than others, and that's not friendly. That's not a good thing to do, to prevent people from going into business. No wonder there's fewer mom-and-pop businesses. It's hard as hell to start a business because of the local governments.
There's a truism in business called that says big loves big, and what that means is that big organizations like Walmart can do business with big organizations like municipalities. Mm-hmm. It's much easier for them to speak. They speak each other's languages. They understand these things. Whereas, you know, they don't have this whole... I mean, cities have tried to address this with, like, entrepreneurial zones and things like that. So start a business in this area and you'll get a tax credit for, you know, this period of time. But if you've got a business that's a block away, already in place, what are you supposed to do there?
You're supposed to take
all the disadvantages of picking up and moving your business a block over. You know, maybe
that
you've been there
be
for
worth
30
it
years
because you've got a location and people know where you are. So Bitcoin, we're going to get to your calls coming up. Bitcoin is still on the rise, and to prove it to you, you can head down to the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's going to be a few months, March 28th through the 29th in downtown Austin, Texas. It's going to be taking place at the Moody Theater, and it'll be loaded up with the best and brightest speakers and the latest exhibitions in Bitcoin. Plus, they'll be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. They've even invited some undesirables, the entire Texas legislature, to allow them to see firsthand that not enacting complicated regulations encourages innovation and job creation. The Texas Bitcoin Conference will prove Bitcoin is a force for good. If you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or just interested, this is the place to be, March 28th and 29th. And they've even got a kickoff event on the 27th if you get there early. So go and check out more over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. That's TexasBitconference.com. Free Talk Live will be attending. We were there last year. It was great last year for a first-year event, and I expect they will have tweaked it. They've changed the location this year, so I'm excited about going back. TexasBitconference.com, March 28th and the 29th in Austin. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Kevin. He's on the line. Whoa! Is that music from Kevin? That might be music from me somewhere. I apologize about that, Kevin. We're going to see if we can fix that and find out where that audio is coming from. But first, we will go to... Actually, you know what? We might have Kevin back here now. Kevin, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
I love things that autoplay on the Internet. Aren't those just handy?
Your computer was going on an adventure.
It was something on a Facebook window that was just auto-playing. Anyway, go ahead, Kevin. You're on the air.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're calling from across the pond.
No, I'm on that. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I'd just like to say straight off, thank you very much for introducing me to Liberty.
You're welcome.
You and your show. I was listening to podcasts, I think it was back in 2003. I just got into the Internet and, well, no, I've been in for a little while, but... just randomly hit a popular podcast and I come across you guys. And
you've been listening to Free Talk Live since 2003?
2003, 2004, is it?
Incredible. That's before we even had a podcast. Now, you were listening via direct download archives back then, huh?
Archives, then.
Very
archives.
Cool. Very cool. Old school listener, first time you've ever called in. So what did you want to share with us tonight?
Right, okay. I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing over in New Hampshire. I think that if Liberty's going to make its mark again, it has to start in your country. Obviously, you know, the history of all the philosophical arguments about liberty came from my country, and hopefully you recognise that, and it was carried forward. But my country's absolutely lost at the minute. So I'd just like to say a big up to what you're doing over there.
Thanks, man.
And all power to the message you're getting across.
What message do you want to get across tonight, though? I mean, I appreciate the kudos.
I love everything. I listen to LRF, RNFM all the time, and awesome, absolutely awesome.
Oh, cool, man. I'm glad you're enjoying the show, and I want to thank you for the call tonight.
Not just your show.
Great. LRN.FM does have a lot of great shows, including Derek J's Peace News Now, and I thank you for the call tonight. I just, you know, I appreciate the kudos. I appreciate the back patting, but to me, it's just not something, you know, call in about something else. Because if all we did was take people who were like, all right, thanks for doing the show, it'd be a pretty boring show. So, not to say I don't appreciate the call. I do. Just want to try to dissuade people.
It's nice to get an accent in and folks that have been listening for a very long time.
That's true. So let's go to Jacob. He's in Washington listening via the TuneIn service. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Welcome, sir.
I would have called you guys a little bit earlier. I was right in the middle of a small business transaction. Ha, ha, ha.
Uh-huh.
Anyways.
Good deal. Gotcha.
yeah. The red tape here in Washington is killing me. That's funny that you guys were talking about that. And it's like one thing after another. And it's like,
yikes. So you a business owner?
Yeah, I am multiple in the marijuana business, and they've made it completely impossible for the
market. Wow, I was right. You actually are in the marijuana business. That's funny.
I really am.
He made it pretty clear.
Yes. But besides that, it really twinged on my nerve the last hour you guys were on. You know, I'm in the Libertarian Party, and we did awesome in Washington. We got 8 through in remarkable numbers.
8? The proposition?
No, 8 people through running
through what?
For an election.
Really?
House of Representatives.
The Libertarian Party?
8 representatives elected in Washington from the Libertarian Party?
No, they got through the primaries. We have a 2-stage system in our state.
Okay, I got you.
Libertarians have primaries?
Well, no, there's states where only the top 2 candidate vote getters from the primary manage to go on to the next election.
But they include the Libertarian on the primary ballot in Washington, is what you're saying? Fascinating. We'll come back with more here. You can tell the rest of your story, Jacob. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls toll-free. Coming up, the latest on Ferguson. What's going on there? The news is supposed to be released after 9 p.m. Eastern as far as what was the grand jury's decision. I think it's fairly predictable, but we'll find out more as that time approaches. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the LRN.FM studio, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com.
Do you have Bitcoin and need a car? New Age Auto Sales has late model used cars that they've cared for and from their rental fleet. And since New Age Auto Sales is selling their own well-maintained cars, you don't have to pay for the auction fees and the transport costs, which are wrapped into pretty much every other used car that you're going to buy. Don't even get me started on new cars. Their cars are in great condition, and they're priced to move. They can ship them anywhere in the world. So go to newageautosales.com and see what they've got. If they're looking to be the Bitcoin auto dealer. But obviously, if you see something that you like and you don't have enough Bitcoin, they can help you with that, too. With Bitcoin, your money never needs to be exchanged into dollars. It's newageautosales.com for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. Head on over to their website or give them a call and buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership. If you're in the market for a car right now, it would be really great for you to just give them a call. NewAgeAutoSales.com.
All right, let's go back to Jacob. He's in Washington. He's doing some business there as a in the marijuana business. And you were telling us that
There's been some good news, at least for the elections there, for the Libertarians, that you guys had 8 candidates get through the primary. They didn't ultimately win, as Libertarians tend to not win in most places outside of New Hampshire. But
they don't really win in New Hampshire either.
Well, they do. They just run as Republicans and Democrats. That's in New Hampshire, Mark. In fact, anarchists run in New Hampshire as Republicans and Democrats and win election. But you were saying that apparently in Washington, it's not this way in a lot of places, that they actually put the Libertarian on the primary ballot.
Yes. Yeah. And we had pretty surprising results, 33%, things like that.
Is that in the primary?
In the general, right? 33%
in general.
This is a two-way race.
Right. And then
not a particularly good result. 33% in a two-way race isn't really anything to write home to mom about.
We had that in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah.
Right. And so basically, I think part of the biggest problem is when we're delivering our message, I noticed the people would get, we'd get the kickback would be, we'd be responsible for ourselves because they believe that other people are out to get them. And that earlier topic is exactly why I feel like the freedom movement has such a hard time. Is because all the propaganda, and we believe that people are innately, just out to harm us. Oh, if we didn't have any of these government oversights or these restraints on people and, disciplinary, judgment, that we'd all be in chaos. And I just didn't like to hear that because I don't think human beings innately are that way. I think our biological...
No, but it's certainly the government, the guys that are attracted to government behave in that way. I mean, we certainly
know that.
Well,
that's the other side of that coin. It's important to point out to anybody sort of reveals that they believe that humans are bad and wrong. And remember, I never made that statement. I don't think Comrade Klinkheimer made it either.
No, I don't think he was accusing you of saying that.
I think that what we're saying here is that I believe people are ruled by their incentives. But if we had a world where people are generally bad, the last thing you'd want to do is create a monopoly over violence so that bad people would be, the worst people would be attracted to it, right?
Right, right. And I believe that's what a lot of people think. Because you've got this constant pounding of people are bad. Look at what is happening all the time. And I feel like the message is lost. When we're talking about, peace and freedom for everybody, and these people that don't think within, I mean, we're already there. Our minds are already focused on the goal. We already know that our belief systems are set, and most of us can agree besides, whatever about abortion, little things. But I mean, for the most part, when I was working with my fellow libertarians on all this stuff, we agreed on a lot of fundamentals and a lot of them have to be put forth, I think, in my opinion, that we have to let the other people know that aren't exposed to what we are, that no, this isn't the case. Would you do it?
I like where you're coming from. I think I understand where you're coming from, and that is that, people do believe, a lot of people do believe that people are inherently bad. They're given this message in, newscasts makes the world out to be a bad place. The government definitely has an interest in having people believe this, right? Because if people believed commonly that everyone's good and that people by nature are good and
you have
to
no reason
right
for
thing,
a government.
Right, then the government wouldn't seem as necessary. But if the government has you to believe that if it weren't for the thin blue line protecting you from the evils of the world, and there would be chaos everywhere, that your next door neighbor, at least one of them, would want to kill you, and he would come over and destroy your family and set your house on fire if he only knew that the police weren't around. I mean, this is really what the government wants people to be in fear. They want people to fear one another. They want them to fear the other interest group as well, because they're constantly, different interest groups that are fighting over control of the state. And so I think you're absolutely right, and that is part of what we're doing as liberty-minded folks, is trying to spread the idea that, if people are actually evil, that you don't want to have a government around so evil people can have power over other people.
Government's not the issue here. It's a monopoly. It's an organization that claims a monopoly on violence.
Yeah, you don't want to have that around evil people. But if there are good people, if people are good by nature, then we don't need the state. But I'm still curious.
How did the Libertarians get through the primary? I mean, were these races in the primary that only had two candidates, or were there three candidates, a Republican, Democrat, and Libertarian, and the Libertarian actually got through? How did that work?
Yeah, there were several races. We're pretty, you know, I mean, I know that the final outcome wasn't that awesome, but yeah, also I got to remember 30% of the voting population didn't, that was it that showed up in our state. I don't know if that was nationwide too, but that specifically our state, only 30% showed up. So,
but what about the primary? You're saying there were three-way primaries?
Did Libertarians beat Democrats or Republicans in the primary?
Yes.
And tell us about that.
Yes. Well, one of them, yeah, he's a friend of mine, Michael Scott, he made it through, and it was awesome. We were pretty
good. Who was he against in the primary?
He was up against a Democrat and a Republican, and he made it through, yeah.
How close? Like, what was the beat? What were the results?
You know, I don't have the numbers on me. I'm not even at my office. I had to drive
over. How did you do it? I mean, how many people voted in this primary?
30% across the state. We don't know specifically.
In the primary?
I believe so. I think all over, period. Just barely.
That seems unusual.
General.
That seems really unusual to me.
You don't have your numbers in front of you, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I would really love to hear when you get the numbers in front of you, because I'm much more interested in the primary race where this Libertarian managed to get into the general, it's a two-party race. And because in these two-party states, these states where it's just two top getting candidates managed to go on. It can be two Republicans. It can be two Democrats. It can be, you know, one Republican, one Democrat, whatever it is. And I'm fascinated that a Libertarian managed to move past
eight of them, apparently.
Basically came in second. And
and then failed.
That doesn't happen too often.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
fascinating stuff.
We're proud. Yeah, that's kind of why we're proud.
Yep.
You know,
you're number one loser in this one.
Party.
Hey, Jacob, thanks, guys. And good luck with your business down there. I appreciate the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe people feel in the primary that they're not voting for the lesser, that it's not as important to vote for the lesser of two evils? I don't know. I don't know what the motivation would be there, how a Libertarian could make it through a primary like that. I'm pretty surprised about
that. I'm surprised, too. I want to hear more.
All right. So there you go. Toll-free numbers.
Maybe it was name recognition. He had a pretty generic name.
There were eight of them.
Oh, yeah.
He said there were eight races. No, that's not to say that's not to say all eight were three-way races in the primary. That wasn't made very, very clear.
I think not. Yeah.
So I'd like to look into that a little bit further. Not that I'm planning to move to Washington. Just more of a curiosity. It's nice to hear about Libertarians winning here and there, even if it's just a primary. Our toll-free number is 855.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in any place where there's any kind of success going on.
And you can grow weed there. This is true. And sell it, apparently. 855-450-FREE with the government permission slip. 855-450-3733. Coming up, more or details on what's happening in Ferguson. It's Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. at guns80.com. The big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Sale is on right now at guns80.com. That's guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ferguson, there's the decision expected after 9 p.m. Eastern time. We will let you know that when we find out. You can predict probably what it's going to be, but we'll find out more over time here. And you can join us on the air, share your thoughts, especially if you're in Ferguson and you're a Free Talk Live listener tonight, because I know a number of activists have gone there specifically for this. So, you know, if you're on the ground, we'd love to hear from you. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark in the studio here tonight. Don't forget, if you support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's $5 a month. That's money that we take in and invest into the show. It does not go to paychecks. It doesn't go to subsidize somebody's living situation. It goes to Free Talk Live, marketing the program, expanding Free Talk Live's coverage to more radio stations, more internet listeners through internet advertising like Google AdWords. Also, if we had enough money, we can buy more satellite coverage around the world as well.
Yeah. So, and I think this is important because the issue has come up yet again that the AMP program is not a reward system for Ian or I saying the things that you like us to say. The AMP program isn't your little vote of confidence that you like Ian, because who does?
There's a handful of people.
Yeah, certainly. Or your little vote of confidence that you like me, because, you know, I'm a little prickly. That's not what the AMP program is. The AMP program is your belief. This is that way I see it. You could, if you want to give Free Talk Live a certain amount of money because you listen to the podcast or the radio program, or and you want to support us because you use the product, I suppose that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's not the way I look at the AMP program. I look at the AMP program as a marketing tool for the ideas of liberty. If you think that Free Talk Live for $5 a month, which is a pretty small commitment when it comes to donations in the sphere of organizations that ask you for money for to promote liberty, that if you think that we're good or maybe even the best at spreading the ideas of liberty, because I tend to think that we, dollar for dollar, can use AMP dollars more effectively than any organization that takes donations.
More effectively than the Ron Paul campaign, I would say.
Well, I think Ron Paul has shown himself over the course of decades to be a really great proponent for the ideas of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
The question you'd have to have at that point is, what does he do with the dollars? Like, I gave money that went to the campaign in 2008. It got wrapped into the campaign for liberty. What was the campaign for liberty when it wasn't running, wasn't promoting somebody whose last name was Paul? I'm not entirely sure. I don't know where your money goes in those circumstances. But I can tell you that every single dollar with the AMP program goes to something good. What is it per click for our Google AdWords?
It's about 30 cents.
About 30 cents.
You get about three clicks per dollar.
For your $5 donation per month, we get 15 people who are hearing Free Talk Live that may have never heard it before. In many cases, these AdWords campaigns are not just libertarians looking for a podcast, because, we don't need to promote that as much. We're looking for people who have not heard the message before. And that's what you're reaching is, Joe Beercan, who has never heard the ideas of liberty before, having them presented in a way that he or she finds, Joe or Josephine, finds palatable, and that's what we do with your money.
Well, I don't know if I would call our listeners Joe Beercan, Mark. It seems a little insulting.
No, I think that we. But do you not?
I don't know
think
if somebody's going to want to listen to what you've had to say after you've just called them Joe Beercan.
I think that I'm talking about the average individual. Why am I not Joe Beercan?
Maybe you are. So anyway, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com.
I don't drink beer. It upsets my stomach. I generally drink wine.
Aww.
But I don't pay. I won't pay too much.
So it's not about what you're saying, though, Mark. It's not about an endorsement of everything we say, because we say different things. And then, of course, we've got Derek Jay and other people on the show.
He says things, too.
They say other things that aren't necessarily the exact same things that we said. We've had some disagreements on the air here tonight. So
yeah, I disagree.
If you like what we're doing overall of introducing people to the ideas of freedom, then please get behind the show, because there really isn't much else out there that you can get behind that's doing the same thing that that we are.
Nope.
Not really. So you can support the Freedom Fiends, too, but they're not on quite as many radio stations as Free Talk Live. They're also a great show. I like them. In fact, Derek J is on the Freedom Fiends, as a matter of fact.
Yes, I am.
But go to amp.freetalklive.com. At $5, you can afford to support another show. $5 a month? I mean, are you getting that level of entertainment out of Free Talk Live on a monthly basis? And how many, recruits, how many new liberty-loving people would it be worth to pay $5 a month for? We're getting an uncounted number. We don't know, because we don't know how many people we can possibly reach. But we do know that we're on over 150 radio transmitters at various different times throughout the week right now, currently. But we could be on 300. We could be on 400. We could have far more people listening to the podcast.
It's really all about the money.
It does take money.
That's all it is.
Point of fact, in the AMP program at the moment, that I was actually looking at my budget for AMP, kind of looking, where's this money going? And we're right now actually a couple hundred dollars behind what I'm spending. So I'm actually spending a couple hundred dollars a month of my own money to sort of shore up the AMP fund. I'm actually overspending on AMP at the moment because, to me, this is an important task that we're doing here on Free Talk Live. So go and check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks. There's the AMP-only Facebook group, AMP-only phone lines, AMP-only podcast, and all the details are over at amp.freetalklive.com. So our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. Derek J., have we found a good cop?
Maybe.
Because we've talked a lot about the idea that there are no good cops, because the truly good cops would actually go ahead and arrest the cops that are the bad cops in their department. They would out them. They would, do some investigating of the cops and start making arrests, because we know there are corrupt cops all over the place. Did you find one?
I can't quite figure this guy out. I'm not quite yet ready to call him a, quote, good cop, because there's a bit of a twist to this story, but let's see what you think.
I think this harkens back to our conversation earlier in the show. I do not believe that there are good cops or bad cops. I believe that there are people that respond to incentives. Mm-hmm. And I think the incentives, when you have a monopoly over security in a given landmass, tend to pervert the goals that people have when they lay out money for a police department.
A border town east of San Diego fired their own police chief last month, quote, in the interest of their own citizens. And on October 13th, that's just about a month ago, former police chief Pompeo Tabarez was replaced with Mike Bostic. Okay, so here we've got a town where a police chief has just been replaced about a month ago. This comes to us from thefreethoughtproject.com.
Great site.
When Bostic took over the department, he found it rife with corruption.
Mm.
Quote, the city council members, in conjunction with the Police Officers Association and members of that association, have used city funds and city resources to run what I would call an extortion racket.
Hmm.
That, the words from the newly appointed police chief as he publicly accused his predecessor, members of his own department, and city officials.
The ones that hired him.
Of illegally trying to undermine a criminal investigation, comparing their actions to those of the New York Mafia.
Quote,
all right.
All right. I'm liking this guy so far.
Exactly like the mafioso in New York, he said. That's exactly how they were operating. According to NBC San Diego, after he was on the job 3 or 4 days, Bostic discovered the investigations unit was not working on any cases. The same was true of the narcotics and internal affairs unit.
Wow. Okay.
He was unable to find any reports on an alleged kidnapping and assault of a juvenile that took place in October. Quote,
that's not too long ago.
The former chief and his investigative unit were so busy trying to save his career and his job, rather than focus on the investigation, they completely botched it. Bostic immediately placed several officers on paid leave and demoted others. Now, I give that little bit of a tone because it's bittersweet to hear that they got paid leave.
Yeah.
I don't like
that's
to hear
he
that.
That's all he can do, right?
I guess so. There's some pretty serious allegations here for him to just be like, here, take a paycheck, don't come in.
He's going to arrest them, I suppose.
Yeah, I think that's soft. Bostic said that he even witnessed detectives using professional burglary tools that no officer should carry to break into cars.
Oh, my.
Quote, there's a thing called search warrants in the state of California, he said. These were clearly tools for violating people's rights, and we're trying to get to the bottom of that. The corruption was so out of hand that the FBI has launched an investigation into the allegations.
There's more to the story. We'll
there
come
is.
Back. With that, coming up here and the latest on Ferguson, Missouri, as we learn it. Maybe you'll learn it first. You can call in toll-free, 855-453.
Be the first one on the beat to catch the story.
Yeah, absolutely. 855-450-3733. More about this supposed good cop. What's this guy's deal? What's his motivation? Is this just all political? That's very confusing. I like what I'm hearing so far, though. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBucks to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.